Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This guy's kind of a D-bag. Shane Ryan, he is 33 years old as we go down under. Initially said it was an accident. Before the case went to trial, he changed his story and accepted the fact that he did it deliberately. Both men were working out at the Next Level gym in Palmerston, Northern Australia.
Next Level.
When the unprovoked incident occurred. Footage shows Ryan picking up a 45-pound plate, walking toward his victim, who was lying on his back, basically doing dumbbell bench press.
Right.
He then appears to fake tripping, lunges toward the victim, and drops the 45-pound weight on his head.
Jesus. On purpose.
On purpose. Guy falls to the floor, rolls off the bench, suffered a fractured skull, along with significant and ongoing psychological problems. Meanwhile, Ryan acted as though he had injured his ankle, stumbled away with his head in his hands. He eventually returned to the man to help him and call an ambulance. Now, the court heard in the run-up to the incident that relations between the two men had always been amicable and very friendly. It is not known what the motive was.
Huh. So, did they know each other? Or did they know each other from the gym?
They knew each other from the gym. That was about it. So, after pleading guilty on the first day of his trial,
Jesus,
Ryan was sentenced to 19 months in prison. Now, he'll have to serve a minimum of 10 months before he is eligible for parole. The justice described Ryan's actions as very dangerous and called the lack of obvious motive for the attack troubling. He said the victim was vulnerable as he was lying on his back and had weights in his hands. He was not able to protect himself. He also had no reason to believe that you would attack him as you did. Where there is an obvious motive for an offense, it is often possible to assess the likelihood of the offender reoffending. He never said why he did it. That is simply not possible in circumstances where there's no motive, and you have chosen not to shed any light on that issue. So he still wouldn't say why he did it.
And that's crazy.
And that frustrated the judge.
Yes, I can see why. Like, why did you do this?
Now, in your years working in the kitchen,
yeah,
have you ever seen someone drop something like a knife that went into the top of someone's foot?
Definitely seen knives go into people's feet very often. Like, typically, anyone who works in the kitchen, if something is hot or something is sharp, if it's falling off of the counter, everyone just back away, right? Period. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter what you get the hell out of the way. But human instinct, sometimes it's just not what you're thinking. Some people go to catch something or whatever it is, and the knives always stick point down someone's foot. Definitely the thing that's frustrating, because with that, you don't get a lot of sympathy for cutting yourself or burning yourself in the kitchen. It's just, that's just part of the gig, right? There's nothing you can do about it. What would piss you off, though, say, like, an eight top comes in, right? You're slaving over this freaking table, and you plate everything up, and then the waiter or waitress drops the tray before they even get out of the kitchen.
Right.
And you just,
yeah.
Because it just means we get to do this again. And they're probably going to get a discount because the food's going to take longer. But we had a guy that worked with us, and he's from El Salvador. Worked with him for a year and a half before I ever heard him speak English. Maybe that's the way I phrase this. So there's probably about 8 to 10 dudes, they all knew each other, all from El Salvador. We had two guys that spoke English. They would translate to the rest of the guys. And they had periphery gigs, right? They're working in prep, they're working dishwasher, you name it. But great employees. So this one guy, He worked every weekend. I do not remember his name. He was a suave little guy and had his hair pulled back in a ponytail. The ladies loved him, whatever. Never spoke a word of English. So he is the bar back slash busboy. He grabs a tray of glasses from the bar. He's going to run them back to the dishwasher in the kitchen. And I don't remember like if he slipped or whatever, but he drops the tray and all the glasses break. And it's not like embarrassing or anything. There's no one in the dining room. They could hear it, but they couldn't see it. This is just in the kitchen. We kind of ignore it because that's a him problem, and it's not going to mess with productivity, right? But this guy, who we had not heard speak English for a year and a half, and he's there every day, he drops his tray of glasses, and the first word out of his mouth is an S-bomb. And that's when we're like, wait a minute. Wait, you don't speak any English, but you can cuss in English. And even then, when we're saying that to him, he's just like, yeah, no comprende. We're like, S. You know, like, he's like, yeah, S. So we're like, he's like basically trying to explain because I dropped the glasses. And so talking to this guy, Eddie, he was one of the guys that could speak English. I'm like, he cusses in English, but everything else is in Spanish. He goes, hey, man, when it comes to cuss words, he's like, no one does it better than the U.S. He's like, you guys have all the cuss words. And I found this out in Mexico, too, because they're like, yeah, there's a guy talking, and he said, bull ass. I'm like, I know the translation of that in Spanish. He's like, but it doesn't carry any weight. He's like, the way you guys talk, man. So he's like, there'd be a way to say mother effer in Spanish, but it doesn't carry the same weight as when you just say it in English. So he goes, believe it or not, like if you stub your toe or something in Mexico, it's like, doesn't matter who the guy is. He's probably going to drop an F-bomb, an S-bomb. Even though they're not Spanish, we all know what they mean. And he's like, your words really stick. I was like, huh? He's like, seriously. He's like, people from the U.S. cuss, man. You don't have to understand the language. It's like, it's so clear, their point of view. And then he started cussing to me in Spanish. He was telling me what he was going to say. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, it doesn't. He's like, right, yep. If I'm not acting mad, it doesn't sound like anything. So he's like, oh, yeah, man, you speak Spanish. You want to cuss in English. It's like, you guys have the best cuss words. And I felt kind of proud about that. I'm like, all right, man.
This is a pretty cool story. It could have been a lot worse. A teenage girl in Florida might not be alive today if Andrew Smith had made the last-minute decision to go shark fishing at Pensacola Beach.
Any relation type?
No, but yeah. Ironically, I met an Andrew the other day.
Okay. Yeah.
Hope you're doing all right out there, Andrew, who's having a tough time.
Oh, so Andrew Smith cannot swim or kayak. He's got an epileptic seizure disorder.
But he went shark fishing.
Well, here you go. He uses drones to drop baits.
Okay.
Oh, so does Two Turn Tony.
So last Thursday.
I didn't know that was a real thing. I thought that was just that crazy guy I followed.
Who's Two Turn Tony?
He's an influencer. He's Two Turned and he shark fishes all the time
with drones.
Yeah, I swear to God, I've never seen him. He's obsessed with it, and he takes his drone so he can get out from the shore.
Okay,
so you can get
exactly
out
what this guy does.
A little farther, right, and catch these sharks, and they just release them.
So he uses that most of the time to drop bait. Last Thursday, he used it to rescue a girl who was struggling in a rip current. Minutes after he arrived at the beach, he said, "I'm sitting there, and this girl comes running, asking if anyone could swim." I said, no, I can't. I absolutely can't swim. She was running and screaming. Nobody on the beach could swim that day. What the hell's going on?
What kind of beach is that?
I don't know.
I mean, I could swim. I don't know that I'd swim into a riptide to save somebody.
No. It's one thing to say you wouldn't do that. It's another thing when no one on the beach can swim.
That is weird.
Yeah. A friend was getting sucked more and more out, and I looked down at the drone. I was like, oh, God. Well, the drone can kind of swim, but I can't. So Smith said he grabbed a flotation device and flew it out to the girl. The first attempt failed miserably. He said, I flew it out. It was a terrible miss. I released it way too early. It was a really windy day. Now Smith then said a bystander helped him with another flotation device and gave it to him. Now realizing it would probably be his last chance, he flew it out to the girl, who was at that point exhausted, released the flotation device after she got her hands on it. She climbed on, started floating. And then first responders arrived about 5 minutes later. They were in a little powerboat. They were able to go all the way out and get her. If it wasn't for the second drop, she would not have made it. The EMS, the cops, and lifeguard said she definitely probably would have not been rescued. Smith says that EMS personnel asked him about...
Wait, there was a lifeguard there?
No, apparently not. I guess there were, but...
Well, we can't swim either.
They didn't swim out.
How did they have all these...
I don't know.
Floating devices. No.
It's just
nobody can swim.
The non-swimmer's beach.
I do not know.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Even our lifeguards can't swim.
Can't say I've spent too much time in Pensacola. Smith said EMS personnel.
I've been to Pensacola.
Decent place.
Yeah.
Well, it's all the way to the very western part of the peninsula, right?
It's beautiful.
Not in our base there.
I was going to say, ironically, that's where like the Blue Angels and a lot of the fighter pilots are out of.
You say it's beautiful, but anyone who spent time in Pensacola always said it's hell on earth. And I can never figure that out either because it's on the Gulf of Mexico. It's beautiful sand.
Well, it's around a military base. So unfortunately, around military bases is usually not the best neighborhood.
Of course.
But if you're just going, say, with your brother or dad to meet an uncle and he's drinking at a beach bar, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Apparently, the Swell Pro drone has two releases on the bottom and can be used for fishing.
Swell Pro.
And you can carry two life jackets on it and get to people fast. Smith said the teen's father talked to me for like 5 minutes and called me his guardian angel and thanked me. It was pretty crazy. He says he hopes the incident will remind people to pay more attention to the flag warning system, as the flags were, it was all red that day, basically saying hazardous swimming conditions, avoid the water if at all possible.
And no one there could swim. That just blows my mind, man. At a beach, I would assume at least 75% can swim.
Yep.
You know, even the people sunning themselves. And nobody cares about the flags. When we were in Mexico, what was the flag? Basically, whatever the flag was, it was for a bunch of jellyfish in the water. That beach was absolutely packed. Absolutely. Because my son even said, why is it that color? And I had to look down. I'm like, oh, a lot of jellyfish in the water, dude. It's like, why are they in there? It's like, because people don't care.
Yeah.
You don't care until something bad happens, right? If you don't say shark, then people don't care. That seems to be the one thing you can say to get people out. You can talk about rip turns. People know. Mm-hmm. They don't care. Yeah. Jellyfish, they know.
I mean, jellyfish, because we used to do it when we were kids. Like, you go to August in Ocean City, there's a ton of jellyfish.
Did you get in the water in August?
Yeah.
Really?
Because you're just rolling the dice on, like, I hope I don't get stung. Well, not with that said, I remember getting stung a lot as a child.
Oh, yeah.
That was part of the going to the beach. You're going to end up with a sunburn, and you're going to get stuck by a jellyfish.
And you're excited to go.
I know. We were always excited to go.
Yep.
I think it took me until about like 14 or 15 to be like, I'm going to stay in the pool.
Yeah, what is the age where you determine the pain's not worth it, right? Because, like, kids are always pulling wheelies on bikes and doing jumps or whatever, but you get to an age where you're like, I'm not doing that. I'm just not doing it. Did it 100 times as a kid. Yep. You cry it off. You're fine. And then, you hit an age like, no, that's all right, man.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.